Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom, shakalaka boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This, my friends, is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, flying solo here on a Thursday morning. And hey, you know what? Something I do not mind ever doing. Something, frankly, I enjoy doing it because I know how cool it is to hear your name on the radio. If y'all ever got your kid with you, your significant other, you want me to wish them a happy birthday, it don't matter how big or widespread or whatever the show becomes, we ain't never too big than to make somebody's day by letting them hear their name on the radio and us wish them a happy birthday. I just want to put that out there. DJ Finesse over at 99 Jams did that for me a couple times for my daughter. I remember hearing my name on the radio, so I never mind wishing somebody a happy birthday. As a matter of fact, I wished my girlfriend a happy birthday yesterday. So we got one of our favorite listeners this morning. It's his son's birthday. Corinthian II. Happy birthday, young man. I hope you are doing well this morning. I hope you're having a fine, fine morning. I hope you have a great birthday. Keep the cake away from me. I will eat all of it. So, happy birthday. If you're heading to school, work, wherever you're going this morning, have the best day. And you got a great father there. Great father. Good head on his shoulders, too. So, must be a great guy. Listen to the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, real quick, let's do things a little bit differently this morning. Let me go ahead and tell you what's for lunch real quick. We've been blessed with a bunch of sponsors on this show, and we got to start squeezing them in different places here. Real quick, Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, don't forget they're open for breakfast right now. Y'all riding around, you want some breakfast, want some birthday breakfast? Get by the Madison or the Dogwood location and try one of the Southern fresh made chicken biscuits or the chicken and waffles. They have other stuff available as well. That is breakfast at Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Again, only at the Madison and Dogwood location. And, of course, they're open for lunch. All three locations, lunch and dinner. Downtown Brandon, Madison, and Dogwood. Today's plate lunch special is the hamburger steak and the country fried steak. Y'all know how I feel about country fried steak. I ate some yesterday, and I start my keto diet today, so I am going to be country fried free for a little bit. But don't let that discourage you from getting out there and trying the country fried steak. Of course, you can always try one of their award-winning hamburgers. They brought it back by popular demand. I didn't know it went anywhere, but apparently it did. The B3 Bacon Jam Smash Burger is back at all the locations. I had it twice last month. Thank me later, as I like to say. If you're going to be in downtown Jackson today, Martin's. Best plate lunch in all of Hinds County. That's where I ate my last country fried steak for at least 30 days yesterday. Today's plate lunch special is the pot roast. And if you like pot roast, I am sure it's probably going to be one of the best pot roasts you've ever had. They don't do anything halfway when it comes to the food or anything else for that matter at Martin's downtown. Open daily from 11 to 2. Go sit out on the new patio while the weather is nice and mild and not too offensive. It is a nice, nice view out there. That's Martin's downtown. Of course, all these places are available on food delivery apps. Check out their websites, burgersblues.com and martinsdowntownjxn.com for more info on which food app they use. All right, let's jump in. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-9494. 1944. 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We got one more birthday wish this morning. Would like to wish Hugh Janice a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Hugh and to a young Corinthian. I hope I'm saying Corinthian's name correct there. All right, now let's do what we do. We got an hour. We got a guest coming in an hour or two. We got an hour of just me. Let's go scorched earth, shall we? I got a couple of things I've been paying attention to the last few days and have not had a chance to really rant and rave about them. First, let's talk about WNBA salaries. I know that's a little different than what we normally do on this show. Now, of course, my computer just froze up on me here. Sorry, so neither here nor there. I don't need the numbers to rant about this. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, just got drafted number 1 and 7 overall. I don't know who the other five women in between them were, 2 through 6. I'm obviously good, I guess. And everybody's upset because these women are extremely popular. Extremely popular, and God bless them. Making a ton of money through the NIL system in college. Because, you know, college fans love their schools, so they're going to make sure that the best players get paid the most money to give them the best chance of winning. You know, so with Angel Reese down in Baton Rouge, LSU's got one of the most loyal, diehard fan bases in the country. They've been cheating for years paying players at LSU. They know how to do it, so the minute you legalize it, they're really going to do it. Surprised anybody else in this country has won a national championship with LSU being able to cheat publicly. That's not a knock at LSU fans either. I'm a Mississippi State fan. I'm just jealous that we ain't quite got it like y'all. And then you got Caitlin Clark, arguably the best player to come out of anywhere in a long, long time. She is making millions in endorsement deals and NIL money. Anyway, long story short, they're both going to be making about $300,000 over the first 4 years of their contracts, and people have lost their minds over the fact that these women are not going to be making as much as their NBA counterparts. And this explains so much to me about the shape our country is currently in, and the idiot nut jobs that are running our country. Take your thoughts and feelings of the WNBA and put them aside. I can probably name a team or two just by default of watching SportsCenter for 30 years, 40 years, however long I've been watching SportsCenter. I don't watch it anymore. I haven't watched it in 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 years. But I think the Indiana Fever, the Washington Mystics, the Los Angeles Sparks. That's really it. I know Vegas has got a team now that's really good, but I could not tell you the name of them to save my life if there was a gun to my head right now. I couldn't tell you any player other than the Brittany Griner. That's a dude playing women's basketball. But economics. I could tell you that you got to make more money than you spend to be successful. They generate somewhere between $100 and $200 million a year. It's been in business right at 30 years now. It's lost money every year of its existence. Not just a couple years of its existence. Every year of its existence, the WNBA has lost money. The NBA generates $100 billion a year. Something insane. It makes money. Now, I think it's a terrible product. I don't like the NBA. I don't know how it makes money. Though it makes money through its TV deals. That's really it. If nobody showed up to an NBA game and spent a penny on tickets, it would still generate $100 billion because of its global TV deals. They actually make more money on their TV deal in China than they do in America. That's why they don't care what Americans think. That's why they push the rainbow agenda, the BLM agenda, the anti-American agenda over here. We're not their key demo anymore. So people are mad, again, including President Biden. And I had all kind of great stuff, but my computer screen's locked up here. It never does that. It doesn't want me, the man doesn't want me talking about this. So they're going to be making about $70,000 a year back to the WNBA here. And people are just outraged, like, these women deserve their fair share. Even Joe Biden, or whoever runs Joe Biden's Twitter, Karine Jean-Pierre, say that these women need to be paid more. No, they don't. You chose to do something that people don't choose to consume on a professional level. Like, I would just love to know how many WNBA games Joe Biden has bought a ticket for. I'd love to know how many WNBA games all these talking heads have bought tickets for. Since they think that all these women need to make more money. How often have they invested into this sport? They haven't. That's it. This would be like, you know what it really reminds me of? And it all goes back to woke nonsense. It's like if I go to college and I get one of these underwater basket weaving degrees that these liberals love to get. If I get and by underwater basket weaving degree, I'm referring to DEI, CRT, liberal arts, these bogus psychology degrees they get that they can't do anything with. And then being upset that I just spent a couple hundred thousand dollars, whatever a degree costs nowadays, and the most I can make is 20 grand a year. Well, you chose to get a degree for a field that doesn't pay anything. I've gotten into talk radio. I understand that on a local level, there's a ceiling financially. There's only so much room for ads. There's only so much you can charge for ads. No matter how popular your show is. I'm fine with that. I create other means of income. Other sources of income. I'm not mad that I can't go charge a small locally owned business 10 times more than my advertising is worth. Because I think that's what's fair for me. You can't decide to do something that nobody cares about and then get mad that you're not making as much doing as somebody who plays another sport, a more profitable sport. I shouldn't even have to be explaining this stuff. Why is this even a conversation? It's a conversation because the nut job idiots running this country, the Democrats, and frankly, the Republicans too, in Washington are idiots, but that's another conversation. The Democrats are in charge of the White House. They're the ones pushing this. So that's who we're going to talk about this morning. It's no different than when Megan Rapinoe and them bent America over a barrel and got equal pay for women's soccer. It doesn't generate what men's soccer generates. Like, you can't be mad that people don't care about your sport as much as they do another. You know, those other sports have big head starts. There's generations and generations of men's soccer players, men's baseball, men's football. Well, there's only men's football. Men's basketball. I mean, the NBA used to be on tape delay. The finals used to be on tape delay. And those guys had to have second jobs. It's a better understanding when you see them throw these fits of why America is in the debt that it is and why they think everything's supposed to be free. So what are we supposed to do? Just print up more money to subsidize the WNBA? I mean, the NBA already does that. It's not fair for these women. They're famous. They deserve to automatically be paid millions because they're famous. Well, use your social media like other influencers. Build up a big following, sell ads, get clicks, do all that. There's ways to make money, and most of them do. And in defense of these women, it's not them publicly complaining. It's the wokes on the outside complaining on their behalf. I grew up in a house with my sister who played sports her entire way through school. From the time she was tall enough to hit a ball off a tee to when she graduated Hines. And she still does sports stuff. Very athletic. I would have loved to see my sister have the opportunity to play professional softball and make money doing it. But that doesn't mean it gets to happen. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Good morning. It's Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Look, this equality or equity crap starts with this. We don't keep score in sporting events anymore for the little guys. We give everybody a little award. And you're good. I'm good. Now, I grew up like your daddy. I'm a baseball fan. I was a Yankees fan from the get-go. And on Saturday afternoons, that's where my friends and I were. We were piled up watching baseball. After watching it, we'd go out and play it. Now, I became a soccer fan for a brief while Pelé was playing. He was magic. And I watched soccer. Well, I don't watch that much soccer now. I watch a little football, and I had a niece who played girl softball. I became a softball fan. If I can find on a Saturday afternoon when it's raining or something, I can't get out. If I can find a girl softball game, I sit there and watch it. I go to my local school and watch it. When Brother Terry's daughter Maddie played, I'd go watch it.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, girl softball is one of the most competitive group of one of the most competitive sports, and I talked about girls softball a lot on the show this week for some reason, but girls softball, son, they get at it. You get a bunch of catty women out there getting athletically competitive. It's on, son.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, even with that, they had a fantastic team, and Maddie Fent was a fantastic athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be 15 of us sitting in the stands. You walk next door to the boys' game, and the stands are full. It is market-driven. Now, you know, the thing that saved women's sports was Title IX. And I think it was a good thing because there's some girls that wanted to play sports. And, you know, back then it was, hey, go out to the vacant lot out there on the edge of the parking lot and play ball. But it's like any profession. You know, the profession I chose, I had caps at each level that I was in, and I had to work hard to go on up. Everybody didn't get paid the same because everybody didn't produce the same. And that's what's going to kill this country. And I watch the show American Greed sometimes. And just to put it in a basic thing that people can understand, greed is what drives our world, and I'm talking about good greed. When I worked as much as I could. I wanted my kids to have the best clothes, the best car, the best food, the best house, and I worked hard to achieve it. And look, I'm 75 years old, and I still work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I got two retirements and Social Security coming in because I want more. If I want to go out and buy a new car, I want to go out and plop down for it. If I want a pair of $500 cowboy boots, I can buy them because I get out and achieve, and I get paid what I'm worth. A guy with absolutely no skills, and all he can do is flip a burger, doesn't deserve the same payout. That's what's wrong. We have coddled, and we're supporting the kids and grandkids of the flower power generation. And right now, we've got people, I know of several families, none of them work. And the reason they won't work is they can't get $25 an hour, and, you know, they couldn't pour water out of a boot. So my feeling, years and years ago, I made several trips to Russia.
Hey, buddy.
It was a dreary place, but can you hold on through the break?
I got to take the break.
Look, I'll let you go. Have a good day and give them hell, bro.
Thank you, brother. Uh-huh. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. This little segment here is going to be brought to you by my friends and yours at Guns and Gear. Hey, they got a cool event coming up. I actually went to it a few months ago, and it was extremely, extremely helpful. They got knife sharpening coming. That's right. Knife sharpening by Donovan Phillips. Great guy. It's an 8-hour event. They're going to be there all day on Saturday, this Saturday, from 9 to 5. That's right. April 20th, 420. Get your knives sharpened at Guns and Gear. As always, buy a gun while you're there. No, I'm not kidding, but buy a gun while you're there. Seriously. And, of course, they got all your accessories. They're the home of No Limit Ammo. And if you need any gun work while you're getting your knives sharpened, bring it. Let them check it out. You know, I'm not sure we know what the weight process is on something like that, but they do handle all your gunsmithing and Cerakoting needs as well. You can shop them online, gunsingearms.com. Or you can always just stop by right there, Highway 51 North at Yandale Road in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. Guns and Gear. And they got to be pushing a little over 10 years now. 11 years-ish out there at the same location. So good stuff there. Always enjoy chopping it up with Hunter and the team. So this Saturday, big knife sharpening event at Guns and Gear all day. So we took, believe it or not, we took some clippers, hair clippers by there, like some commercial grade ones, took the blades there, and he was able to sharpen those for us. So it's more than just knives. That was a big, big help, big money saver, paying him $7, $8, $9, $10, whatever it was, to sharpen those versus having to order some new ones. So very appreciative of that. So you just never know. I mean, it's way more than just knives. Yeah, it's a conversation I would like to have one day, just about knife sharpening. I think, you know, just tools of that nature. I think that'd be cool. All right, so let's see here. Lots of text messages. And somebody called several times on the Mazda Jackson phone line but kept hanging up when I put them on hold. Same person over and over. So, you know, you're welcome to call back, 601-879-0002. Jace says on the Guns and Gear text line, when I saw Clark's salary, I was like, that's not right. Then it made me realize how overpaid other athletes are. She will get millions in endorsements all while doing what she loves, so it's fair. 100% agree. It does let you know how overpaid other athletes are. In my opinion, they could fix a lot of this mess by just refusing to pay the other athletes what they think they're worth. I mean, just draw that back some. Every year, it's just, it gets higher and higher and higher. And I understand the companies are making more and more money. But, gentlemen, you got to give them more and more. What are they going to go play in the other NFL? Are they going to go play in the other NBA? I mean, I guess they could just go play in the WNBA and say they're trans. It makes $76,000 a year. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Not much. You know, I've arguing with people for years over this stuff. You know, they work this money. The managers and all make this money. The owners make this money. But it always trickles back to the fans because the ticket prices go up. You know, that's the reason I quit going to a lot of music events. I'm not paying $400 or $500 for an hour and a half, 2 hour show. You know, and it's just like, you know, like you're saying, I mean, what makes you so privileged? I mean, you're good and everything, you know, then they get now, look what happens when they get all that money. They waste it. They don't invest it.
I agree with you 100%. A lot of the rock star, or the entertainment money on live tickets, that's a Ticketmaster deal. That's not them.
Well, and I get that. You know, like I said, I get all the, you know, everybody's got to get their pinch. You know, because like those, a lot of those athletes, look how much money they have to pay players and all, because they don't know how to deal. You know, everybody's trying to get on the back. Look, who was that? MC Hammer. But it's a big pile of people all around, and you know, I get it, understand, but you know, they want like he's talking about $25 an hour for a hamburger. I mean, everybody could get a comfortable living without, you know, because they kill people in the politics and all about, you know, poor people don't have. Well, I don't see you doing without. Bill Pike and Sapler.
I'm with you, brother. Chris, have a blessed one, man.
All right, man, be safe.
Let's take another call here on the Moss Ed Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning. I did a little research. The NBA is grossing about $10.5 billion, with a B, per year, and their profit margin is about 30%. So you can figure out that the NBA is pretty profitable. It may be the most profitable sporting situation in America. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of my point. Well, I think the NFL is the most profitable, but the NBA makes a ton of money, and it makes a ton of that money in those TV contracts. This is where I gotta wind it back just a little bit here, because I'm wrong when I said something there a minute ago. I said we should just quit overpaying these athletes. I am a capitalist, and if the market dictates that's what they get, then that's what they get. What you stop doing, if you think they're making too much money, and they're a bunch of privileged punks, is you quit supporting them. That's how that works. Quit watching it on TV. We had the NFL bent over a barrel after all the BLM nonsense, but y'all just couldn't quite hold them there. And now they still got that end racism crap painted in the end zones and rainbows and pink uniforms, and the NHL has LGBTQ night. I've quit watching sports. I mean, I'll dabble in it here and there, but I've quit watching. I watch WWE more than I watch any other sport. They at least keep the politics and the LGBTQ stuff out from in front of my face. They just tell a story. I know it's fake. So is the news. So I'm going to start telling people every time they tell me wrestling's fake. I know. So is everything else on your TV. Let's take a break. We ran over big time that first segment. Welcome back in to the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, real quick, guys, Reliable Rental Equipment got a big announcement here. You know, one of the toughest things coming out of the pandemic and being self-employed, just all that stuff, the scamdemic, is getting money, getting a loan. And especially, guys, you're a self-employed 1099 business owner. Are you trying to get a business started, a side hustle going? I mean, this started out as my side hustle. Trust me, I get it. It's getting financing. What if I told you that as of now, at Reliable Rental Equipment, they got a lot of that kind of stuff. Man, you want to go, you know, get a zero-turn mower? You need a trailer? You want to start a lawn business? They got financing available for all types of credit. Good, bad, and no credit. Get over there today, see Ready Teddy McRaney, or just Teddy McRaney. You don't have to call him Ready Teddy. It just rolls off the tongue so well. Give him a shout today over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Let him take care of all of your heavy equipment or small light equipment needs, from bulldozers and earth-moving equipment, roll-off dumpsters, to zero-turn mowers and weed eaters, airdrop trailers. They got it all, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, golf carts. Give them a shout today. Meadowbrook Road, North Jackson, ReliableRentalEquipment.com. All right, man. This has been a spicy topic this morning. Didn't expect WNBA talk to rule the first hour, but it's common sense, really, right? It's not WNBA. I want to read Jerry's text here on the Guns and Gear text line. He says, welfare for sports no one cares enough about to open their wallet. That's what it is. You know it's coming down the pipe. I mean, as much money as we see in Ukraine, I mean, I'd rather fund the WNBA than I would Ukraine. At least that's money that goes back into this economy. Like, that's really the question of the day. What would you rather fund? Question of the day. What would you rather fund than Ukraine? And it's got to be something stupid, too. Not our border. I mean, let's have some fun with this, right? Things you would rather fund than sending another penny to Ukraine. Michael Guest, I hope you're listening this morning. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Continuing on Jerry's text here, he says, women's tennis plays best of three sets. Men's play best of five, so they won't equal work for 40% less work. P.S. Women's softball, six innings. Men's baseball, nine. Women wear helmets and masks. Men get scrubbed. I haven't seen women. Well, back when my sister played, and I ain't watched a girls' softball tournament in a while, women did not wear face masks. So. I'm not going to knock women's sports. I'm going to knock what the money they can make, because it's. I hate to say this as the father of a daughter, as a brother, as a son, as a boyfriend to a wonderful woman. I've been surrounded by wonderful women in my life, my whole life. You know what sells? Sex sells. Sexy attractiveness. You know, I know nobody likes hearing the truth here. The WNBA ain't popular because they all look like a bunch of tatted up, and I ain't got no problem with tattoos. I love a woman with tattoos. They all look like a bunch of tatted up trash. They all look like men. They all think they're men. Hell, most of them probably are men. It's just, after about 6'2", I'm 6'3", so yeah. After about 6'2", it just ain't that attractive anymore. And then when you try to, and they're mostly all lesbian, so they're basically trying not to be attractive, unfortunately. You can be a lesbian and be attractive, by the way. They're just, it ain't on the basketball court, apparently. That you need to figure out a way to get men to watch sports. As at the end of the day, that's the demo for sports, whether y'all like it or not. Men overwhelmingly consume sports on TV. I know there's some women sports fans out there. I just said overwhelmingly, it's men. Men are drawn to attractive. Why do you think women's tennis is popular? Anna Kournikova. Women's wrestling. Women's MMA. Now, not all women's MMA. Some of them are absolute studs, son. But they wear tight stuff. They're in good shape. They don't like freaks. These are basic things here. And I know Jason Whitlock did a whole show about this the other day, so I want to make sure I credit him for this thought process. He did the WNBA draft the other night. They actually dressed like attractive women when they got drafted. Not women in pantsuits, or frankly, just suits and ties. I mean, that's a big turnoff to the overwhelming majority of America, men and women. Most girls that I know, like normal women, like to see other attractive women. And I don't mean that in like a, no diddy. It is, I think girls can appreciate seeing another attractive girl. Men like seeing attractive women. I mean, why do I think girls' volleyball is so overwhelmingly popular? They wear the tightest shorts in the world, and they do a lot of squats, apparently. Men's are captivated by that. I'm not saying get out there in bikinis and play bikini basketball, but I'm saying embrace your feminism. It's okay. It's okay to be sexy. It's okay to be pretty. Bikini basketball, it's got a nice sound to it. Read some more of your text here. Tim on the Guns and Gear text line says, I'm late to this, you may have already said, but the WNBA loses money, the NBA clears billions with a B. Yep. Lane says, Venus Williams, arguably the greatest female tennis player of all time, stated on live TV that any male player in the lower 100 rankings would destroy her. It's a different level. Well, it's all about level of competition. I don't necessarily care. I don't need to see a man and a woman play and be competitively balanced. I just want whoever the person is playing to be competitively balanced. It's like watching fighters. I don't want to watch a novice and a pro go at it. I want to watch two pros or two amateurs go at it. I want equal skill set. And it can be a competitive battle. You don't have to have Jordan versus Jordan. Let's see here. Blake on the Guns and Gear text line says, I can't remember the last time I was scrolling through and saw a WNBA game in primetime on a major network. So they want a quality. Then they need to start with ESPN, ABC, and or NBC because they don't get played in primetime. I was thinking about that on the way in this morning, listening to somebody else's take on this whole topic. I would be willing to bet you, and I mean, I guess I could Google this and look it up. I bet you they don't make a penny on their TV deal. I guarantee you they have to give that to ABC, ESPN, Disney, whoever has the rights to their TV deal. It's a trade out for promotion. And whatever they make in ad sales, the TV company keeps. They don't have an ad split with them. It is a token for the NBA. The NBA in their TV rights deal makes you take the WNBA too. All these woke companies, your Disneys and ESPNs of the world, I know they're owned by the same people. You know, they should put their money where their mouths is and give them a big TV deal. Give them a couple billion dollars. That's where the money comes from for this. All right, we got to take a break, come back, land the plane for hour one. In hour two, we got a guest here in the studio, old friend of mine, Cy Parks. He just opened up a new business or reopened a business up in Madison County area, the Lost Sock. I'm going to tell you all about that and more. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, Stonington Farm, they'll be back up here before you know it. Get your grass fed. Beef order in now. Go to stoningtonfarm.com. That's Stonington with two N's. Farm.com. Stonington Farms. Stonington Farms. Plural in the end. I'm sorry. Stoningtonfarms.com. Get your order in for your grass-fed beef. Been converting people over for well over a year now. Try the grass-fed difference. 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, antibiotic, mRNA, and steroid-free. Mississippi-raised beef. Support local. All right, read a few of your texts out before we close out hour one. I saw some breaking news that there's been a wreck out. A car has driven into the reservoir, and somebody is deceased in the aftermath of said wreck. So prayers for them. That's crazy. Let's see. We got a bunch of texts here. Let's see, unknown texter, Clark and Reese aren't the ones upset. The media seems to be hyping it up, trying to get all the woke people so upset. That's true, 100%. I was actually just talking to the station radio boss man about this very topic. It's the media driving this. The women haven't said anything. They understand. At least their public stance on it is that they understand salaries are low, but you got to be playing the basketball to get all the other stuff. Like Caitlin Clark, she don't have the State Farm deal or the Gatorade deal without the on the court action. That's minimal in this. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Cy Parks on the show. Boom goes the Dynamite. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It's hour two, and it's brought to you by Mazda of Jackson. Guys, get over there today. I saw the CX-90 in person yesterday. I've seen one in person. I was sitting at a red light yesterday in Brandon, and I look over. I'm like, what is that fine thing coming my direction? It's a CX-90. It looks like if Bentley made an SUV. I mean, it's really, really high-end. Super nice. Get over there, check that thing out. Some of the specials I got right now is 1.9% financing for 36 months on the 2024 CX-30 Premium. They got 3.9% financing for 60 months on the 2024 CX-5 Carbon Edition and a $750 APR cash. Here's the real kick to when you get a vehicle from Mazda Jackson. It comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you. Look, people are keeping their vehicles longer and longer and longer. You get a free lifetime powertrain warranty. It's got some limitations, but generally speaking, these things are really good. They're the real deal. When I worked at another dealership, we offered them there, and they're legit. They also, don't go buy a TV if you're buying a car, because you're going to get a free one at Mazda Jackson, a free 43-inch flat screen with all purchases. Check them out today, MazdaofJackson.com. Locally owned. I want to make sure I drive that point home. Locally owned, Mazda of Jackson, right there at Briarwood Drive on the frontage road in North Jackson. All right, so our guest has not quite made it in yet, so we are going to continue on with some of your text messages, because they've just been so good that I don't want to miss them. James Oliver says, in my question about funding Ukraine, what should we fund other than Ukraine? He goes, how about MDOT and fix some of these roads? That may be the text of the day, and we didn't even know it. Let's see here. Jerry says, not knocking women's sports, just a call for equal pay. Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Jerry. I'm with you 100%. Let's see here. William in Brandon says, I'd rather fund litter boxes for the furry kids in school bathrooms than fund Ukraine any longer. William and Brandon, I'm glad you brought that up. I got a couple links here saved. Some students at a Utah school decided to protest the school allowing furries. And I got to thinking, I've got some of that here. I got to thinking, if they did that here in Mississippi, you know, Mississippi Today, not Mississippi Today, but Mississippi Free Press and that whole crew, Ashton, Pittman, all them, you know, they would most likely, allegedly, call them all white supremacists. You can't be against furries. You're part of the supremacy. No, Ashton, you're part of the supremacy, the rainbow supremacy. Let's listen to these kids. This is from Libs of TikTok. They say the students claim that the furries actually bite them and bark at them and pounce on them without repercussions. However, if they defend themselves in any way, they get in trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, if you or your kid, it doesn't matter how you dress, but for the sake of this conversation, if you're dressed up as a furry and you come at me, bro, I'll put you down. It ain't up to me to decide if you're a real animal or not. You want to play animal? I'm going to treat you like one, like a rabid dog with rabies. I'm going to put you down like old Yeller. Take you out back, I'm going to put you down. Do not try to bite me dressed up as anything. Let's listen to these kids.
So are they wearing a mask every day?
Yes. But every time they go, they're always just wearing a mask. But the principal finally stood up and banned those folks.
But they still wear them every day.
Yeah, they don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get to make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice.
And then,
what's the point of dressing up like a furry?
I don't know. They think they're so cool that they want to
get a lot of attention.
I think they want
attention. So people can come at them and just look at them and think that they're so cool.
Okay.
Also,
are you guys going to be in trouble for walking out of school today?
No, maybe.
We might. If we go back on school grounds, we will get in trouble.
All right, so I know that's a lot to digest there. You probably need to see it, so I'm going to retweet it here on my Twitter X account. One day we'll get past calling it both. I just hit repost there, so if you want to go see that, go to Libs of TikTok or at Save JXN. I always say Save JXN because, hey, follow me while you're there. We've got a little more video from them here. These are the same kids that stormed out of school. They said, we're not going to take it, even though Twisted Sister are a bunch of cucks themselves, and they would absolutely be far. They'd be on the furry side, but they do have a great song. All right, so I'm not sure exactly what they're chanting there, but it's anti-furry, so I'm pro fart. Hey, you know, look, if you're an adult and you want to dress up as a furry and go to a Comic Con or anything else, by all means, I'm all about living your life. I'm a bit of a nerd, believe it or not. I love Comic Con stuff. I love science fiction, all that stuff. I'm all about escaping reality and enjoying yourself. I don't want to ever take anybody's joy from their life. But I'm also about living in the real world. It's like I was saying earlier. I love to watch on Monday nights. I love to watch wrestling. But you know, I know it's not real. It's an escape from reality. And hearing a good story. There's been rumors for a while. And the principal at Brandon denies it. But I've heard it from more than one student, more than one parent, that there's a kid out there at Brandon High School that thinks they're a cat. Again, the principal denied it when I asked him about it, and I don't think he has any reason to lie. But somebody at Brandon thinks that they're a cat. Now, whether they dress up and go to school is that, or there was maybe some rumors that there was even a litter box there for this cat person. I've never seen any visual evidence, but I've talked to several kids that claim that to be the case, but I give them the benefit of the doubt here and say that kids hear things and run with it as fact. So do adults. But neither here nor there. We need to quit pandering to crazy people. The longer you let nut jobs continue thinking that their false reality is real, the further into life they go thinking we should pander to every one of their needs. Again, these kids talking about these furries hitting them and biting them and whatnot, and then they get in trouble if they defend themselves? Absolutely not. If you have a kid, this ain't a call to action, allegedly, but if you have a kid that goes to a school somewhere and a furry bites them, and that principal doesn't do something, you need to go bite that principal. Allegedly. All right, we got our guest here in the studio. We're going to take a break real quick, come back, hit the reset button, and we're going to talk to Cy Parks with the Lost Sock. Innovative new business out there in Madison County. We'll be right back on WYAB. Welcome back in to the train wreck. I mean, Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. A little train wreck radio, as I like to call it every now and then. Man, you guys have helped propel the same to the #1 morning talk show in the market. I'm just blown away. Had lunch yesterday with some just great people who gifted me some cool Clay Edwards stuff. A couple Academy Award trophies, a flag with my logo. Another a cool Statue of Liberty replica. So shout out to my friends Jody and Emily over at Liberty Bell Bonds for lunch yesterday and for the kind gifts. I was always just blown away at the things you guys bestow upon me, like your ears every morning for 2 hours. So thank you so much. And I want to introduce y'all to a old friend of mine. And you just never know who you're going to circle back around in life with. who you're going to meet again in another life. And I've got Cy Parks here in the studio. Cy owns a business out in Madison called The Lost Sock. And as you may imagine, they do it's a laundry business, and they also fold your laundry. And I think, man, you know, one thing I hate doing more than anything, Cy, is folding laundry. Hold on. Sorry. No, your mic's not on. There you go.
We actually have a service where people will bring in their clothes is already washed at their house, and we just fold it for them. We actually had to do that because we had so many people call and just say, hey, could you just fold the stuff for us, which we're happy to do. We can accommodate. But we can, of course, we wash, dry, and fold the whole thing. We do everything except for breaking in people's houses and put them in their dresser drawers.
So the first question I have, when you tell me that people just drop their laundry off, do you got to fluff it before you fold it? Sure.
We fluff as much as possible. I got a great staff that's pretty much becoming ace fluffers and such. So, you know.
So let's rewind. What made you get into this? Because you come from a completely different background, mm-hmm. military, mm-hmm. all kind of stuff. How did you end up getting into? And this isn't dry cleaning, right? This is laundry.
No, yeah, this is absolutely just with. If dry cleaning was like your very uptight dad in a suit and tie, we'd be like the drunk uncle you see once a year, pretty much. So it's completely different.
I'm the drunk uncle, by the way, in the family. Except I don't have any nephews or nieces, but I'm that guy in the family. I'm the Facebook conspiracy theorist, all that.
Yeah, no, we take care of people, which is the stuff that people use every day. And you know, like you said, completely background. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to business school. You know,
me either.
Yeah, and my dad, one of the greatest people I ever knew, who's passed. He failed a lot of businesses. So about, I'd say a little over 12 years ago, my wife and I were just trying to bounce ideas off of her. My wife Natalie, who's just been there every step away with me, love her to death, and. We
I don't know which one of y'all I've known longer. Y'all are like two people I think I met probably the same time at Buffalo Wild Wings in Ridgeland.
Probably. We're probably neck and neck with there, you know. Amazingly, her and I took a while meeting each other. We ran the same group for a while, but that's a whole different story. She's listening right now. I don't want to embarrass her too much. But
Good morning.
we came up with the idea, and I just kind of – I started at the time researching it, and I realized that, you know, everything was trending away from – now, look, I'm not going to say anything bad about dry cleaners. I've had some owners like Carl at O-Town. He's been great to us and stuff. Stuff was trending away. Work environments are not so dressed up and stuff. And people –
everything's more casual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. And, you know, people normally just – and, look, I go by the feeling that I'm a parent, you're a parent, you got parents listening. We're in such competition for our kids' attention these days with social media and cell phones. Like, literally every day, you almost – now, granted, when our son went back to school after spring break, my wife and I may have done, like, half a cartwheel or something like that, not a full cartwheel, but we joke about it, but you want time with your kids. And if we can help families actually cut out what is one of the most time-consuming chores ever to where they can just drop it off to us, let us handle it, as our motto is, let us lighten your load – let us handle it for them. That way they get home and they can have those times that you actually really need. The families don't have anymore. You know?
Well, so I spent the whole first hour of the show talking about women's athletics, and then it kind of devolved and or evolved into talking about high school athletics, girls softball, stuff of that nature. To that point, when you play high-end competitive high school sports or travel ball, all that, I'm sure there's some people out there now rolling their eyes like, oh, yeah, why don't you just make the kids do the laundry like I had to do when I was that age. Well, I don't argue that, but neither here nor there. When you're super busy, the kids super engaged, they got class, they got school, they've got practice, they've got games, you got time on the road to do games. If you can drop that off as a parent and say, okay, just for whatever reason, I'm not making my kid do laundry. It is what it is. You know, I'm not going to make them, but we're going to drop it off. First off, I want it done right. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, I want it done right. I don't want the stuff that don't need to be shrunk,
mm-hmm.
you know, so on and so forth. I want it folded properly. Mm-hmm. This seems like a great way to help expedite stuff. Especially if you live out in Madison, you drop it off after, say, you drop the kids off in the morning. I don't know what the turnaround time. What is the turnaround time?
It's 48 hours or less. And of course, we just opened, coincidentally, on April Fool's Day. We actually was the first day opened. And the crew of God, the five staff members that we have. The oldest one's 19, and they are great. They are really awesome, and they've all, and let me give my shouts out to Matt and Hallie and Kyle, excuse me, and Ava and Kate. That they have all been so great as far as learning, but you brought up a great point doing it right. That was my number one idea, because if you say laundry to people, they envision house clean ladies in hotels with sheets that smell like burnt carpet pretty much. Well, we invested in some Speed Queen commercial washers and dryers, which Speed Queen's very proud of.
I was going to ask you about all that.
They average between like 15, 20 grand a piece. And we had to invest a lot of money in that. But those machines literally, they kind of scare me, almost like AI, man. Like you put clothes in there and they have a sanitation process. But we go through, we don't use detergents like wholesale. We use the same grade detergents people use at home. Tide, yeah. Snuggle, stuff like that. So
the good soft stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so every time people get our custom tote bags that we give them their clothes back in when they go home, they're going to open those bags up and it's going to smell like they do their clothes at home, and it's going to be folded properly. So that was I had to make sure that I could do the laundry as people do it at their house.
You know, that's something I did not take into consideration. I knew that once we got somebody in here who's a professional at doing stuff, that's why I like talking to business owners. I don't really care what it is. I like, you know, learning about a new business. And you hit a great point there talking about we want it to smell like at home. That is something we take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
So can people request, like if they're used to using whatever laundry detergent at home, hey, I want this. This is the smell I prefer. Mm-hmm. Does they have the option? They're not forced to go with what Cy wants them to go with?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. We actually have dialysis and scent-free detergents because if people are allergic to detergent, it means they're allergic to dye.
Mm-hmm.
You said before you were a nerd. I'm a huge nerd, and I spent almost a year literally researching fibers and detergents. People are like, how did you do that? I said, internet. And
get passionate.
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, it really is cool. Like, I'm a human fly. I'm sitting there sorting clothes. I can just feel fabric and figure out how it needs to be washed. But to answer your question,
you jump down a YouTube rabbit hole, the next thing you know, you're an expert.
Dude, it's not exactly a thing you bring up cocktail parties, but I don't go to cocktail parties, so everything works out. When I train my staff, I pretty much tell them, as cheesy as it may sound, to think of our whole process of washing, drying, folding, almost like baking a cake. And the first step is washing, and that's the recipe. And so each load, every household brings their clothes in. They are not mixed together. No household's clothes are mixed with somebody else's clothes. They're put in the same. They're put in a washer. But the recipe is how much detergent they want, how much softener. We ask people that. We're like, do you want a lot of softener in it? And we tell people stuff they may not know. Like, for instance, you never should use fabric softener in your comforters. A lot of people don't know that, but it breaks down those comforters' fabrics.
I learned that the hard way recently.
Yeah.
I bought a new comforter,
mm-hmm.
and we washed it, and then we dried it, and I put fabric softener in everything, and it came out, and it was all matted and crunchy feeling.
And you were lucky to get it out, because most people come to us and say, my washer is broke. I said, you probably put a comforter in it, because residential washers are not meant to have comforters. And there's no more Maytag, man. If your washer breaks, you got to go buy a new washer.
I'm lucky. I got a guy, shout out Matt Phillips. I do have a good Maytag man, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Most people don't.
Yeah.
And when they do, it takes a month to get them over, because nobody does it anymore.
It's like a TV. You break your TV, go buy a new TV pretty much.
They've gotten cheap enough, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm glad you brought that you brought up about the comforters, not to interrupt your train of thought, but that just got me to thinking. I got to buy a new comforter now because, like I said, it's crunchy. Mm-hmm. That's so weird. Like, you can squish it. It's one of those double down comforters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we threw it in the washer and then the dryer, and it came out like... Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on here? This is so weird. And it matted up and stuff. I'm like, I just paid $100 for this comforter.
Which we actually line dry all of our comforters. So when somebody brings a comforter in, they're going to get it back. There's not going to be any wrinkles in it. And people are like, how did you do that? I said, well, we line dry it with the fan system, so we can fix that.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about – I just want to keep hearing about it. But I have some questions about, you know, turnover times and, like, how fast it – stuff goes. I'm just got some curiosity questions. We're with Cy Parks. He's owner of the Lost Sock. They're a full service laundry business. They're not dry cleaning. If you need your laundry properly done and folded, ready for you to throw in the drawers, consider the Lost Sock, located right there on Highway 51. Is it 51 North and?
Yeah, it's 51. It's the old Walgreens location across from the big Kroger on 51. It's just been renovated. If people pass by there, they've noticed it. There's a white building right there, but it's 1089 Highway 51 North Madison, Mississippi is the address.
And they're on Facebook at The Lost Sock. We'll be right back on The Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. We're here live on 103.9 FM WYAB. This hour is brought to you by The Lost Sock out there in Madison, Mississippi. They are a full-service laundry. It's a laundry and laundry folder. What's the proper?
Wash, dry, and fold.
Wash, dry, fold.
Yeah, wash, dry, fold. Yeah.
So we've been sitting here talking with Si. During the break, and if you're just tuning in, they're located on the corner of U.S. Where they're located at 1089 Highway 51 North in the old Walgreens building right across from the Super Kroger there in Madison. The easiest way to tell you, they renovated that old Walgreens into a kind of a strip mall. It's a little Caesars in there too, right?
Yeah, right next to us, actually.
Yeah, so drop it off, get some pizza, and head to the house.
Yeah.
So one of the things that me and my girlfriend were talking last night, you know, kind of working through this, she was like, well, like her oldest son, she said he would absolutely use this. Like, you know, just think, you know, young college guy. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see where that demographic is going to wrap their arms around this because they don't want to or know how to or have the ability to do laundry. And you're saying, well, your actual target demo is people who have washers and dryers and families. And mm-hmm. you try to sell it on spend more time with your family. Let us do the laundry.
Absolutely. I mean,
can you think you've been married a while?
Yeah.
How many arguments have y'all had about laundry?
You know, a few, actually. We are just like every other family. There was times where I did not see the floor of our bedroom for about 2 or 3 months because it was clothes everywhere. And
yeah,
that's just part of being – and that's just being –
That's it. Yes, I mean, being busy and being life. You know, I just imagine the ability just to scoop all that up, throw it in some garbage bags or whatever, mm-hmm. hampers, and take it to somebody and not have to let a stranger in your house to help clean. And, mm-hmm. and there's just so many – I love the maid services. I don't use one, but – I support them. I think they're great. But sometimes you just don't want to let a stranger in your house. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got dogs, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. To be able to just pick all this stuff up, drop it off, and not for dry cleaning again, mm-hmm. for laundry.
And we try to make people feel comfortable when they walk in. If people go to our Facebook page and look and see what our lobby looks like, there's actually a method to the madness, so to speak. First of all, my wife did a great job. She pretty much designed the entire look. We have granite countertops, hardwood floors. It's got a very, as you were saying in the break, it's got a very rustic Mississippi feel to it. I wanted to intentionally make sure that our clients could not see any sort of sorting area. They could not see the machinery or anything, no stainless steel whatsoever, because I didn't want them to feel like they walked into a laundromat, which is what we've had. We've had people actually walk in and walk out because they thought they walked into a boutique or something. Because
it looks like a cross between a boutique and the Dewdrop Inn up in Clarksdale.
Yeah, because I mean, it's
got a bluesy Southern Delta vibe to it.
If people walk in, the second you bring, because a lot of people that walk in either are past clients or they've never had an experience like coming to someplace like us for. Once you make them feel comfortable, the blood pressure drops. They're not freaked out by the fact that somebody's gonna be touching their non-mentionables, so to speak, you know. It's stuff that the dry cleaners don't see. And as soon as you get them relaxed and make them comfortable, then all of a sudden they're like, okay. And then they don't feel so weird about it.
Well, you know? we're going to mention the non-mentionables because this was kind of the conversation that I had and I imagine other people are having. You know, like, as a guy, I don't care. You touch my boxers. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Yeah.
I hope you're wearing gloves. Yeah. you know, women, you know, they got their panties and bras and, you know, their personal stuff. And I can see them being a little more insecure about dropping that kind of stuff off and mm-hmm. somebody else folding them and, you know, like, well, she wears these, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way I can say it is, when you've done it as long as I have, and this is, 6 years now, doing it.
You've seen it all.
After a while, you literally are just sitting there sorting, and we have these big stainless steel tables. And my staff and myself, you're not even doing it. It's just so routine that you're, you know, I mean, because I've got everything set up for my staff in the back to where, I get, you know, they're watching Netflix, they listen to the radios, whatever, and they're just, you know, like a world-old machine, and we're not going to stop to see if somebody's got a, you know, Victoria's Secret or Faded, I don't know if they do Faded Glory underwear or not.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that or, you know, it's not like there's a picture attached.
No, we just,
to it. Yeah. Like you don't even know who it belongs to.
Yeah, and also people need to know that when they pick their freshly done laundry from us, we have these custom Big Blue, which is our company colors, tote bags that you cannot see inside of. I did that intentionally because nobody wants to walk out of some place. Now, dry cleaners, now, of course, they're always see-through bags when people walk out of the dry cleaners. Nobody cares if somebody sees their suit and tie. They actually want them to see their suit and tie. Nobody wants to have the public see their fresh laundry.
Oh, yeah. If you ever catch me walking out the dry cleaners with a suit, I'm peacocking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look at me. I mean, I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops right now. You catch me in a suit, I'm peacocking.
I got the expendable income rolling in this month, so I can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when they, and those bags are for them to keep, and a lot of our clients will take them home and just use those bags for hampers because they get a fresh bag every time they come and drop in, yeah, back and forth. And I say client intentionally because I tell my staff all the time, and they get very annoyed with me, but it is what it is, that the word customer is out of their vocabulary, man. Customers go to the gas station, get a Snickers bar, they leave, you never see them again. A client comes back. That's the big difference. And I want clients, not customers. And that's why I hope that we've really pushed that with our clients, that we want them to come back.
So let's ask this, and I want to get into the history of this too, but like, people are probably wondering right now, Clay, Si, this is probably really expensive. It's in Madison. I can't afford this. What did it run on average to get a load of laundry done?
The average, a little over $20, be honest with you. We charge $1.50 per pound. Now, laundry, shirts, jeans, your towels and stuff, shorts, all that kind of stuff, it's all $1.50 a pound. The comforters are priced per the size.
Yeah.
King is 35, queen's 32, twin is 30. Now, I want to say that the competition, other places all around the country, this state as well, we're like $20, $25 cheaper. We have a quicker turnaround. And I very much enjoy, I know there are other companies out there that do what we do, and I welcome the competition, but that's the great thing about capitalism, you know. But the competition drives me, and as I told Matt, who is probably my right hand man right now, he's been with us since the last location, that I didn't go to school. I'm not the smartest person in the world by far. I don't have a business degree, but you're not going to outwork me. I'm going to outwork my tail off, and so that's what I tell my clients is that, look, we're going to be here for a while. And if other people want to do what we do, that's great. I think that's great for the economy. It's great for everyone. I want everybody to be successful, man. I'm not somebody that just wants it all. I'm not Scarface, dude. I mean, I want everybody to be successful.
Same here. If it's like on radio, I have friends that have gone and started radio shows since I have. One of them's on in the same time slot. I root for that guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if I lose listeners to somebody else, that's something I did.
Yeah.
It's not because you took anything from me. I think there's enough business out there for everybody. There's, you know, a couple hundred thousand people live around here. There's enough business for everybody if we're doing our jobs right.
We're too old to hate, man.
Absolutely. So we got a few minutes here before we had to take a break. Let's get into the history of the Lost Sock, because I've known about this for a while. I know you started this a while back. You know, you had to close the first one down for reasons that were kind of out of your control.
Not business related at all. Mm-hmm. We but even though we just were tucked away, nobody could really find us, and there was just a lapse, so to speak, between getting a new lease, and we just decided, you know, we're going to take our chances. Gluckstadt had just become a city. There were a lot of changes going on, and we felt, you know, we're going to see if we can just make a move, and we did.
Well, a lot of times I say, due to circumstances beyond our control, and that's a vague way of saying we went out of business, but that's actually what happened with you guys. It was circumstances beyond your control. You took some time off. How long did you take off?
It was close to 2 years.
Two years.
And dude, I was down. I'm not embarrassed to say it. I was down. And then out of the blue, one of the assistants for Mayor Mary in Madison contacted us and said that she'd actually had clients of ours call Mayor Mary's office and say, look, there's this business, it's family owned. Can you help them out? They're trying to, because we were looking for locations and everything was just, we couldn't afford it. It was all priced for like franchise. We just couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed paths. She put us in touch with Bridgeport Rutledge. I want to give him a shout out, not because he's my landlord, but also because he is probably one of the best genuine businessmen I've ever met in my life.
Who was that?
Bridgeport Rutledge. He is in the commercial real estate business, and he contacted us. He just purchased the building. He wanted a local place. We hashed out the details, and he's been great. And that's how we ended up in Madison. And I cannot express in words how thankful we are for our clients, that the ones that are coming back, because we're just steadily getting them back. They were rooting for us, man. I mean, you know, I try to get too emotional, but when I think about all the emails we were sent by our clients saying, God, we hope y'all hurry up and get back, you know, it really motivates you to get up in the morning, man.
I think it's, you know, look, you listen to this radio show. Thank you, by the way.
Yes, sir.
You trust the station to help advertise this. And we that goes a long way with us. You know, we support small businesses. Small businesses support us. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have some big clients as well. But I, as a former, I'm a small business owner now. This is a, you know, I'm an independent contractor. I'm a small business owner. Between this, what I do with social media, all that, ad sales, et cetera, et cetera. I just don't have a brick and mortar location, but I am a small business. So I'm very driven to help other small businesses. It's just, it's something I find passion in. I don't have a problem with big, successful capitalist chains. I'm all for it. You know, I've got some friends. I got one of my best friends owns a huge chain of a national brand, and I'm very happy for them. But it's still locally owned. They just have that franchising of that national brand. But it's something special to me about a one-off mom-and-pop location, and it's passion, and it's people supporting their neighbors. That means something.
It does.
And we got to get back to that. We got to get back to community. You know, what's something we talk a lot about here is cancel culture and creating a parallel economy where we're kind of cancel proof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so what? You don't like my opinions. I don't like yours, but it don't mean I can't do business with you.
Yeah.
You know, but we get back to supporting. You support your neighbors. You go to church in the community. You live in the community. You spend money in the community. And that's how we build community. Not to get on a soapbox here, supporting one another like this, and you know, hey, maybe you're thinking, well, you know what? I never thought I needed somebody to do and fold my laundry. Try it once, you know, if it's within your budget, and who knows, maybe you end up saying, you know, I was able to take that time to go out to dinner with the family, you know, spend some time with my kid, go to my kid's game, spend some time with my wife or husband.
Sit around the dinner table.
Yeah, sit around the dinner table, not trying to squeeze in laundry in between. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I live by myself. Laundry is an easy chore for me. I do laundry twice a week, you know, unless something drastic happens. It's not an issue for me. It's a single, you know, I'm not single, but I live solo. But, man, you get 2, 3, 4 people in the house. It is a chore. I mean, like to go back to my girlfriend, talking to her and her two sons, 3 people, you know, two young dudes in the house and a female. That's a lot of laundry that piles up quick, and it becomes all consuming after work.
Did you mention that she had a son in school? Is that what you said earlier?
No, she has a college age son.
Well, yeah, if there is anybody out there, by the way, I just want to mention that we do offer gift cards and the rechargeable. And we have a special that's going to start next month. Even though it's going to be summertime, when people have kids going off to college, stay domestic, whatever, we're going to let them come in and buy a gift card. That way they can hand it to their college kid, and say, look, go have fun at school. But when you come back to visit, take your butt to the lost sock first, drop off that dirty laundry, and the parents can actually go online and recharge those cards as the kids come in town. They drop it off, and we'll even work out a deal where we can have that laundry ready when the kids head back after the weekend, go back to school. We can do that for them.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of apartments in Madison County. They just built a huge complex up there on the other side of Gluckstadt. Mm-hmm. If you live up that way, do you want to spend your time sitting in the laundromat there? Do you want to drop it off? Yeah. I mean, I know everybody's budget's different. I don't want to count your money for you. But my time is more valuable than having to sit in front of the laundry and then having to worry if somebody's going to steal my laundry and all that. Let's say we got a call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there. You got a question for... Yep, they hung up. Thought somebody may have a question for you. Like, well, that's cool.
They thought I was interesting, but they said, no, I forget it.
Well, most people don't understand the whole process here is what it is. Let's take our last commercial break, come back, close out the day with Cy Parks of the Lost Sock. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We have got a guest here in the studio. This hour is presented by our guest, The Last Sock. They're a wash, dry, fold. Am I saying it right?
Yes, wash, dry, and fold.
Wash, dry, and fold facility. Basically, they're going to do your laundry for you. They're not a dry cleaning facility. These guys, you know, imagine a laundry facility versus a dry cleaning facility in 2024. A full-service laundry business, it's kind of like Netflix. They're an interrupter. a disruptor. And dry cleaning's kind of like Blockbuster. There's still a need for it. There's still people that get up and wear suits and ties every day. Still like just like there's people without high-speed internet that have to rent DVDs. Maybe a better example is Redbox. And most jobs now are casual. Outside of, you know, certain careers, you don't have to wear suits. You don't have to wear pants suits. You don't have to wear starch dresses. You brought up a great point during the break about starch in Mississippi. It's like, man, it is, you don't need starch in Mississippi. It's 110 degrees here half the year. You don't need an extra layer of clothing on. Same way. So, I'm not wearing one today, but, like, during the winter months, I don't wear, like, Under Armour polos or athletic, you know, type polos because the static. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't get it out. Even with the fabric soft, I'm still going to have static in those shirts no matter what, unless I wear a T-shirt under it. Anyway, but during the summer, I wear them all. It's pretty much all you'll see me with because I'm not going to wear a T-shirt because of sweat. Mm-hmm. I sweat a lot. But, yeah, so the heat, the humidity knocks that static right out of anything you're going to wear. I want to circle back to one more thing real quick. The comforters. I think that is a huge selling point because maybe somebody's like, look, I'm going to do my own laundry. It is what it is. I just wasted $150 on a comforter set. And because I didn't get it cleaned by a professional, I thought I could just wash it. So that $30, whatever, mine's a king size. So whatever, however much that would have been.
Yep, 35.
A good investment. A good investment. So I'm definitely going to keep you in mind for that. Mother's Day?
Yeah,
and the specials going on.
And before I want to go Mother's Day, I want to say that with the comforters, a lot of people, when they get sick and they lay in bed sick for like 2 or 3 days, everybody goes back, at least they should, washes their sheets and pillowcases. But a lot of people don't wash their comforters. And then they're like, man, I'm still sick. And it's because they didn't wash their comforters. And the reason we line dry comforters is a lot of people that are listening probably have washed their comforters at home. They've put it on their bed a little too early. And there's always a little bit of moisture left in it. And that moisture is going to seep down into the thicker seams that are used to knit the comforter together. And it's going to create a bad smell. That's why people, like 3 days after washing it, they're like, what's this funk that I'm smelling every morning? That's why we line dry all the comforters. We make sure all the moisture's out of it. And you have no idea how many people will just deer in the headlight looks when I ask them, last time you were sick, did you wash the comforter? And they're like, crap, no. It's like, well, that's why. I mean, it's just as important as the sheets. But, yeah, Mother's Day, we're teaming up with
Well, then think about the moisture in there, and that can create allergy issues, sinus problems,
People haven't – there's so much stuff. We want to do that for our clients. We don't want our clients to worry about whether or not they're going to have a sick kid again. Nothing worse than a sick kid.
Hey, one more question before you talk about Mother's Day. Sure. Jason asked on the Guns and Gear text line, do y'all offer a pickup and delivery or is it all drop off?
It is not pickup and delivery yet. We do have curbside, and we use the Square system, which is so streamlined for our clients. You can walk in out of there, be gone in 15 seconds. What essentially happens is whether it's curbside and we come out and get it for you. Now, my staff knows this. We always carry the done laundry out to our clients' vehicles. Yep. That's a huge thing for me. I don't want our clients
because it's prepaid, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. But not so much. I don't want our clients carrying the bags out to their car. I got a servant's heart, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to go out there and carry that for them. But when the client drops off, they just drop off comforter, whatever. We weigh it. We do all that. All we have to do is get their phone number.
Sorry, we got about 10 seconds left, but tell people where to find you.
1089 Highway 51 North. Our phone number is 601-709-7028. Or go to Facebook. Go to The Lost Sock. They can find us there.
You'll be hearing a lot more about them here on WYB. Sai, thank you, brother.
Thank you.